You would leave me alone. You see, I'm Jim.
Hey, how you going?
He says, Simon.
All right, guys, tonight we're going to do an energizer while before we begin worship. And this one's called I'm Going to Be. And so I'm going to give you the motions, and then we're going to go through it. The first motion that we do is we're going to do the swim. We're going to go swim, 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 and then we're going to go down. So, some of you may remember that dance. And then we're going to... Yeehaw! And then we're going to do the big dog.
We're going to go, hurt, 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 hurt,
hurt, hurt, hurt, hurt. And then we're going to walk.
We're going to walk to y'all's right. We're going to go one. Welcome.
The walk, and then we're going to start over, and then we're going to do a little freestyle. So, Andrew, can you play number 8? Stand up with me. Join in. We're going to start with a swim.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I heave up, yeah I know I'm gonna be the man who's here and into you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than me. I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I come home. I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. If I go, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's going home to you. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, when I go out, well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, when I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who comes home.
Y'all energized?
Yeah.
Let's go into a time of worship to God. Let's praise our Lord and our Savior. If you'll stand with me, if you're able, I want to praise you, Lord.
I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, much more than I do.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the glorious name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, in the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I found.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, your name is blessed. Tonight, let us give you the blessings and the honor and the glory that you deserve. Let us sing from our heart and sing our true feelings for you. Amen. We worship an awesome God. And though this song is so simple, we're singing the chorus. It has a very powerful message. Him with all our heart, our mind, and our strength.
Thank you.
seated. Bulletin says that Nikki and Morgan are supposed to speak tonight, but we had a major glitch with part of their program, and they said, Susan, we really don't want to do this without the media. And sometimes, as Pam knows from one of the last sermons that she did, sometimes media doesn't always cooperate, and my computer froze. And so anyway, this was a sermon that I had prepared. It's been over a year. It wasn't this past Lenten season, but it was last Lenten season. And I was supposed to speak one night, and then someone else said they really wanted to preach. And I thought, you know, if you feel that the Holy Spirit is calling you to speak that night, then you need to speak. And I'll just save this kind of as a, you know, if we have a glitch such as this. So, the devotion that I'm going to give tonight was actually inspired by Melanie Stout's Holy Week sermon that she gave. Now, again, not this past Lenten season, but so that was what, 2006 Lenten season. And also, for those of you that were here the children's sermon in 2006, we asked the children, "Who is Jesus?" And some of them, of course, just stared at the camera and didn't say anything. But we did have a couple of responses. And tonight I want us to discuss how we understand who is Jesus. I'm going to show one video clip here. And the first two clips I want to show you is done by a group called Vintage 21. How many of you have heard of Vintage 21? I know Pam has. Has anyone else? And we were first... Jesse has introduced to a couple of this company at a youth workers little conference that we went to, and I loved it. And after Melanie's sermon, I thought, this is where I need to use this. But despite the appearance, it is a Christian group, and their motto is, "Aren't we glad Jesus isn't like this?" Tommy, if you'll show the first clip.
I am walking in the dirt.
Hey, Peter.
I am walking in the dirt and rocks and
There's Jesus.
Huh? Jesus isn't a rock. Hey, Andrew.
Man.
Andrew is my friend. Andrew.
This way.
Oh boy.
Hey, Jesus.
Hello, my son. Have a seat. Hey, Jesus. I was just sitting here with my stick, enjoying the sunshine.
Jesus, I thought we were playing hide and seek and you weren't hiding.
No, Peter, I wasn't playing hide and seek. I only told you that so you would leave me alone. You see, I'm Jesus. I'm an important guy. I have important things, heavenly things to think about. You're always bothering me with your problems, and this guy's talking about what he wants for Christmas, and...
But Jesus, I thought you were our friend.
I am your friend. I just don't have time for you.
Oh, man.
And here's another one that... we can say, aren't we glad Jesus isn't like this?
Do you think he can fly?
Here he comes.
Well, all right. Now it's time for me to tell you all what you've done wrong since I last saw you. And don't try and hide because I'm Jesus.
Andrew, can you turn it up?
That is Jesus, Peter.
Tommy, can you talk?
I see your money the other day. for me to tell you all what you've done wrong since I last saw you. And don't try and hide, because I am Jesus. I will find you. Glad that is you, Peter. You lied to your mother the other day. Andrew, you said a naughty word when you hit your finger with a hammer. James, you laughed at him when he hit his finger. Moving right along, John, you drank too much wine the other night. Not way too much, just enough to make me angry. Matthew, we fell asleep in church, didn't we? Yes, we did. And Thomas, you were slow dancing a little too close with that girlfriend of yours. Let's see, and you, I forgot your name, so you're off the hook for now. Philip, I saw you smoking a cigarette behind that baby rock the other day. Thaddeus, I hate to say, I saw you stick up the middle finger at someone who cut you off as you were riding the camel. Benjamin, you aren't wearing a WWJD bracelet. Jacob, I don't mind you saying my name, but it's not that beast up your toe. Frank, you know what you did. I just can't repeat it because I'm Jesus. Alright, all you sinners, come with me. Time to pay the piper.
It was only one cigarette.
I heard that. Look at all these sinners. Alright, listen up. Listen to me, I'm Jesus. Listen to what I have to say. I have done many wonderful things. I have healed many people of diseases. I have performed many miracles, so that I can tell you this. You're all evil. There is no hope. That's it. Thank you.
Can you turn that down? Those were very funny clips, and when I first saw those, I thought, wow, that's pretty, whoever produced those is pretty clever. But the sad thing is that a lot of people actually view Jesus this way. And I know some of you may be thinking, well, how? But they do. They see Jesus as someone that just does a tally of right and wrong, and just is just around the corner waiting for us to mess up and to call us out on it. In recent Man on the Street interviews, the question was asked, who is Jesus? And as you will see, the answers were varied and unfortunately uncovered a reality that some people don't have a clue who Jesus really is.
Yeah, I'm prepared to answer that question.
Okay, cool.
Well, Jesus is the person who is at the beginning of Christianity.
The other day on Palm Sunday, we were traveling down the road to Damascus into the city of Jerusalem. He's quite a good man. I just think he just did a lot of good deeds, you know. A lot of people think he's the Messiah, but, you know, I don't know if he's the Messiah still come yet, because we do have a lot of men around here that do good deeds, like Bush. You know, God does want him to be president, so, I mean, he is a man of good deeds, you know. But Jesus, he's a good man. And, I talk to him on a regular basis. You know, I have to say in Jesus' name I pray. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, who is Jesus?
The Son of God.
The question is, who is Jesus?
Jesus is our Savior. He was born in Israel, and he was crucified on a cross by the Romans and the Jews.
All right, so who is Jesus?
Who is Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus was a great teacher, and he died to save me, to forgive me for all of my sins.
God's Son came to give his life for our sins so we wouldn't have to get dead.
It's a ladybug. It's not a worm. That is sad.
All right, so who is Jesus?
Jesus is the Son of God.
Who is Jesus?
No, you did not. Are you serious?
Yes.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus was born as an individual who was born in Bethlehem on a starry night. And now I'm just kidding. Jesus is...
You have issues.
I don't know. Stop. I don't know. That's a random question. Ask me another question.
No, that's another question again.
Jesus.
Who is Jesus to me?
Who is Jesus to you? Yeah.
Jesus is Son of God, and He is my rock and my redeemer. He is pretty much it. Give you.
All right. So, who is Jesus?
He's my Savior. Alright, Jesus is somebody who died on the cross for our sins, and basically, He's there for the entire world.
Alright, so, who is Jesus?
Jesus is the Savior of the world. He died on the cross for us, and so our sins can be forgiven.
A man from the Middle East, dark hair, not white, cool dude, saved us by getting put on the cross. Died so I can sin every day. I'm getting better at it though.
So who is Jesus?
Jesus is he is God's Son. He came down from heaven to save the earth, to cleanse our sins, to cleanse us of our sins, and he will come again to judge everybody,
the living and the dead.
Right,
and his kingdom will have no end. Right,
that's right.
All right, so who is Jesus?
Jesus is the Son of God, and He died for us to save us. He died for us.
Jesus.
Jesus is Christianity's Savior. Other religions don't see him just as a prophet. Supposedly, He died for Christianity so that mankind could be redeemed from Adam's sin. And He's God's Son.
Jesus is the Trinity, He's God's Son, and He was sent to earth as God in a person.
So, who is Jesus?
Jesus is my Savior.
Alright, so who is Jesus?
Jesus is the Son of God.
Say again?
He's the son of Mary and Joseph. Even though Joseph was like his stepfather, really not his real father. And Mary's his mother, but she was impregnated by Ishmael. She was a virgin. She got pregnant and had him.
So, who is Jesus?
What do you need to know this for?
It is for a youth convention down in Charleston.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't answer that question.
Okay, cool.
Well, Jesus is the person who is at the beginning of Christianity, who is the founder of Christianity. Jesus, according to Christian faith, is Son of God and Savior of the world. Christians look to Jesus for life in spite of death because of His resurrection.
Would you say that most of those answers were right. Most of them. And there were a few that weren't. If we were to go down Nolensville Road, down to, say, the corner of Bell Road and Hickory Hollow Parkway, do you think we would get the same answer from everyone that we talked to? You do? I don't think we would. I think if we went down and we asked people who is Jesus, that we would get a very varied group of answers. Some that would say maybe what they'd heard other people say, or a skewed view of who Jesus Christ really is. What about the people in this church? What about the people in this community? Do you think we know who Jesus Christ is? And that's a serious question, because just because people are in church and just because people are a part of a church or live in what I consider an overtly Christian community, and when I say that, I mean that the town that we live in, that the community that we live in, you can find a church on every corner. Now, those churches aren't filled, but driving through Nolensville, how many mosques do you see? None. How many Jewish temples do we see? None. Are there any other openly practicing faiths in the town of Nolensville? No. But how many churches do we have in Nolensville? Pardon? We have more than four. There's probably about 10 in the Nolensville area. And now there's probably 10, maybe more, that would be considered in the Nolensville area. So that's why I consider Nolensville or give it a label as a Christian community. But not everyone in Nolensville is or would claim to be Christian. But even those that claim to be Christian, do they understand who Jesus Christ really is? And I think that's important, because just because someone says, well, yeah, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, that makes me a Christian, that doesn't mean that we've done our job to express who Jesus Christ is. Not only has the church failed, but we as church members and as believers have failed. Evangelism is not one of my spiritual gifts. And I wish it was. I so wish it was. I have a cousin that has gone as a missionary to other countries and has done street evangelism, campus evangelism, and she can just sit down and just, not forcefully, but just so nonchalantly, just strike up a conversation with someone and get to the heart of the issue. And I look at her and I think, wow, why did God not give me that gift? But I think it's something that He wants me to work on. But on some level, it really bothers me. And on other levels, it doesn't, because I know God's given me other gifts. But aside from that, I still strive to share, through my other gifts, the true meaning of who Jesus is. And in order to do so, we must be strong in our understanding, in our witness, and we need to play those situations in our minds and prepare our answers to questions of our faith. And in our faith in Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? And when you're asked that question, if you were on that street, what would you say? Would you say just something that you've heard someone else say? Would you say what's really in your heart? Would you know? How many of you have been point blank asked the question, who's Jesus? I have. Has anyone else? How many of you... Okay, let me rephrase that question. How many of you would know what you would say if you were asked that question? You know exactly, this would be my answer. That's great. And I wonder how many others in our congregation that aren't here tonight would know what they would say or would freeze if someone posed that question to them. Jesus was a good man, a teacher, a revolutionary, a radical. And we could go on and on describing other attributes of Jesus Christ. But Jesus is our Savior. He's our risen Savior, I should say. And as I understand the Bible, He is the only way, the only truth, and the only path to eternal life. As we go into a time of meditative prayer tonight, I would like for you to take, and Sam will kill me for asking you to do this. Is he here tonight? Okay. Take a pew card out. Because the reason I'm saying this is because he's going to have to go back and replace them all. So take an index card, and as we're in meditative prayer tonight, I want you to grab a pencil, and if you need to go to another pew to find enough pencils or enough pew cards, that's fine. But I want you to write down your answer to the question, who is Jesus? And I want you to write that in your own words, not what you heard on the video tonight, not what I said as mine, but in your own words, how will you answer? Or if you have an opportunity to witness to somebody, how would you begin that conversation? If you already know your answer, ponder that. How could you begin that conversation? How could you share your faith? How could you share the information that can save someone's life? Let us pray. from writing or continuing to pray, but do we have prayer requests tonight? What is his name? Do you mind if I tell? Jordan had an accident at work and cut off the tip of his left index finger. So he's in a lot of pain. what is his name? Henry. Savannah. I'm sorry. Do you know his name? Your aunt's father? Got sick on Totino's. And what is his last name? To Lori Barnes and continue to play. Sorry, Lori Fouch. Continue to pray for Scott. Are there others? Pam, would you close us tonight in prayer? join with me as we sing our last two songs? Find Me in the River.
Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We long to meet the roses, but never found the thorn. And bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price.
Let us know that our Savior reigns. He beats all the powers of darkness. And they tremble at what He utters from His lips.
It's the song of eternity, rising from the African plains. It's the storm of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. This song of ancient believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, the last song born of the grateful heart. We saw the children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. We saw the children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. Yeah.
Sign-up sheet outside. We will be continuing worship after Thanksgiving. November 28th, Morgan and Nikki are going to deliver their sermon at that time. But we do have December 5th and December 12th open if anyone would like to volunteer. And the youth that are going on the mission trip, I have just something for you to just, I'm not going to keep you. I just need you to come by and pick up something right here just for a second.
Yeah.